This is the concluding part of a message by David Ebaugh entitled National Economy Money Failure.
Bigger barns. I'll build me a bigger barn. I'll tear down the old one. Come on, thou fool. This night shall thy soul be required of me. Anybody here that's listening to me at this moment who has their faith, hope, and trust in your bank account or insurance policy is a fool. That's just what the Bible said, and it's time to call you what it says. You're a fool. Jesus Christ is the only security. Jesus Christ is the only answer. Listen, during the Depression, men needed money. Every day they needed money. You could give a man $100, and in another week or two, he needed another $100. The best thing to give any man is faith. Faith is so much more valuable than $1 million. You can run through $1 million and still be a pauper. But a man with faith can be on top of every situation. A man with faith can say, praise God, I'm not afraid. I'll go through this operation. I'll go through this situation of sickness or whatever it is. But a man with money, shrinking, cowardly, shaking, spending thousands, I mean literally thousands. That thing cost us $2,500 this last time. A little time there, he said. And I was only sick for a short time. I thought people were sick for a long time. But that can shake you up. And you can just go through that like anything. But a man with faith can come out on top of it. Praise God. And he doesn't even need $2,500. Because God even pays those bills. I discovered. Praise God. Oh, that was a testimony, by the way.
Praise God.
They're paid. Did you hear it? They're paid.
Thank you, Lord.
And nobody had to pay them. Nobody had to go overboard or you know. Each person had a share of it. There were some people actually had a larger share than others. Some had a very, very large, and some had a moderate share. But everybody shared the burden, and the bills paid. No last percent. Did you ever hear of a church that tried to raise $2,500 and all the work they go through? Never had to ask for a cent. Just ask the Heavenly Father. God, now that, excuse me, that is a little personal thing, but I'm having my private glory spell right now. You don't have to have money. Did you hear me? You just don't have to have it. God will give it to you. And God will protect it. And God is showing you what to do with your money right now. Lord willing, I'd like to advise you, if you have any money left, any cash, spend it as fast as you can. If you have any money at all, spend it as fast as you can. If you have any credit, buy all your operating tools, equipment, and supplies. They'll double in price very shortly. Go ahead and get that carpet, honey. It'll be twice as much very shortly. If you can buy land, it's your best investment if you want to make money. If you're interested in making money, buy land. God has always blessed land, communication, transportation, cattle, and water. So if you're looking for investments, I think the best investment right now, as far as I'm concerned, is either land or these bottled water companies. These bottled water companies are just growing. You know, you can't even order bottled water in Harrisburg. You have to fight to get them to come delivered. You're just, they have no salesman. I mean, they're working as hard as they can, and they can't keep up with the orders. Yeah, you can't even get it. You got to plead with them to deliver. This bottle of water. Water coming. Now listen, God has always blessed land, communication, transportation, cattle, and water. All of his patriotic arts were in the water business. They were, you know, Jacob's well, Isaac. You know, they all were all water eaters. They all had cattle. They all had Camel Caravans, Transportation, Communication, and they were all giant landholders. And God has always used these things to finance His on the kingdom. But I want to tell you this. If your purpose is to get rich so that you can get comfortable, forget it. You won't do it now. This is over. But if you want to invest your money so you can use it in the kingdom of God, invest it in any one of those five things, and I guarantee you that you'll have a double. It'll go. If that's your purpose. If it isn't, you'll buy a piece of land and find out the guy next door is going to build a dump on it, and it'll happen. Praise God. Now, I'm not prophesying, but I'm trying to warn. It's your motive. What's your motive? Now, the love of money is the what? What's your motive? Why do you want the money? You want the money so you can get rich and get comfortable? You won't get comfortable. Just as soon as you got a lot of money, your migraine will start up, your ulcer will act up, your disc will rupture, your whatever it is, I don't know, you name it, you'll get it. If that's, your motive. But if you can amass that fortune in order to use it for others, in order to be helpful, in order to see the kingdom of God through the tough places that it's coming into right now, then you can use that money wisely, and God will keep you without the ruptured disc and without the ingrained. I mean that. Now, this works this way. We're coming to three more major changes. September 11, 1971. If you haven't written it down, I sure would. September 11, 1971. July 23rd, 1972. And April 2nd, 1973. Check me out. You can tell a prophet by whether his prophecies come true. And then you know whether or not God's speaking. 14 out of 14 has been smacked on the bottom. Let's watch the next three. If you think 14 out of 14 is a good analysis, then the next thing before September 11th, get rid of your money. Don't have it. Things are what you need right now. Commodities. Tangible value. You need, if you're in a business, to buy operating supplies, or at least let contracts. Get them signed on the dock with big companies. And a lot of them are going to go broke here pretty soon. If your security is in your job, you fool. Pretty good chance you won't have it. And I mean that. Because God's going to shake everything He can so that only that that can stand will stand. These are the shaking times. Now, every one of us has had to go through some pretty tough shaking this summer. Now, think for a minute. This has been a pretty rough summer on every person here. In fact, as far as I know, of my friends, this has been the roughest time. Almost every one of my friends has said, God, where are you? Tell the truth. Come on. There have been some pretty rough times, if not in one realm, in another. Seems like we're getting attacked where we hurt, where the weak spot is, right?
Right.
And there's lots of weak spots. And the old enemy. I'll tell you why. Because we're coming into victory. Listen, friend, you've got to have a war before you even have some victory. Now, hear me carefully. The reason for your war is because you're coming into victory. But listen to this and understand it. The enemy is defeated before you get your victory. Now, some of you didn't understand that. Very plain words, and yet you didn't understand. I'm going to try to say it again. Hitler lost days and weeks before we won. He knew he lost and shot himself or whatever he did. Do you follow what I'm driving at? He lost before we won. We didn't know he lost. We didn't know we won until we went in and found out we won. Praise God. Your enemy loses before you win. Do you hear me and understand this? This is a very important concept, and I'll tell you why. These dates predict the defeat of the enemy. Write that down. Defeat of the enemy. Failure of the money system. Love of money. Failure of commerce. Failure of the enemy. Failure of the love of mammon. Unless a man has a single eye toward God, he'll be a mess. These dates predict the victory of the Christian. That's the reason there are two formula and two sets of dates. Do you follow me? I have given you two formulas and two sets of dates. For those that are new here, this is all new to you. Yet for those that have been coming, this is not so new, unless you picked up a few things right along while I was going the other day. This review didn't hurt anybody, did it?
No, it didn't.
There are two sets of dates and two formulas. Let's turn over again now. This set of dates is not a cult. It's based on these scriptures and combining the doubles and parallels and learning and understanding what they mean. However, if you leave this room and go out and try to teach this to other good fundamental Christians, they will call you a cult, because they have been well trained. There's nothing wrong with it, see? Because the cult groups have been studying this pyramid on the Bible Belt for a long time. Now, the pyramid is drawn in the back of the Bible Belt. It's not an accident. Praise God, it's not an accident. It's that great altar and pillar that's in the midst of it in Egypt and on the border thereof, which, when measured, generates time. The distance of the passages generates time. And it has been accurate right to the day, to the split day, even to the split days. Accuracy beyond our comprehension. These formulas here predict the failure of the enemy. The formula in Daniel 8 predicts the victory of the good guys. The enemy is defeated before we come into complete victory. The last enemy is death. Now I got to preach for a minute. If you think that anything you hold dear now is going to save you, you're wrong, Jimmy. Between now and 1978, every system we know will have changed. Government, before this date occurs, the people that are presently on Social Security will be off in the church, will be taken care of them, or they won't get taken care of. The Social Security system will fail before this date. I could get it closer, but I'm just going to... Now, any economist would tell you that. I mean, anybody who studies economy would agree with that. I mean, it's already in the red. Why do you think they're almost half your taxes right now going just to pay the bills for all folks? Social Security. And it's not going to work. There's not enough taxpayers now, you see. The system's going to fail. And they're going off of it, and they're going to put them back on what we call charity. Now, the word charity in the Bible is L-O-V-E. What's that? Love. But it's a strange form of love, because most of us are not used to this form of love. Most of us love because we can get a response. Come on, tell the truth. You love because you love the response from the love. You love to give because you love to get. You love to touch because you love to feel. You love the responses that phileo love brings. But the word charity is not phileo love, it's agape love. And I'll tell you what that means. It means you pay the bills for your old folks without ever expecting anything out of them. There's not too many people here that can do that yet. There's not too many people here that can start shelling out money for their mother and father and for their old folks and pay all their bills without response. You want something back. Everybody wants to get something back for what to put in. Are you? You see? Now in 2 Peter it says that first learn to phileo and finally learn to agape. We're learning to phileo at the moment. That means responsive love. Now responsive love is phileo love, and it means that you bring the macaroni, I'll bring the cheese. It means that we work together. It's called brotherhood. Brotherhood of electrical workers, that's phileo. It's a brotherhood. But agape means that I'll bring the macaroni and the cheese and you eat it all up while I stand and watch you. Now that's going to be an interesting church supper. Right now we say we're going to have a church supper, everybody bring a covered dish. Then it will be, we're going to have a church supper, so-and-so will bring all the dishes, y'all come and eat. And so-and-so, whoever it is, will out of agape provide the needs for the whole community. Are you following me? At the moment, this thing is starting to roll. Things are starting to happen in this realm where people out of love are providing for other people. But if you analyze it carefully, you also notice an element of phileo in it, a responsive love in it. Because we're not ready for agape love. Agape is a divine gift and fruit that is going to come out of much tribulation. It's going to be a fruit of the Spirit where you're going to give. And praising God for it. Between now and 1978, you'll either learn these lessons or you'll be dead. You're going to have a choice between now and 78. As far as I can tell, the only people that will be alive and remain to the coming of the Lord are those who have overcome in all areas. Christians. That'll be a lot of heathens that'll be alive. As far as Christians. Christians will be alive and remain to the coming of the Lord for those who have been sealed and overcome in all the areas. As Christians, therefore, you have just a little bit more problem than a heathen. A heathen's got a good chance of being alive and remain. The only way you're going to be alive and remain is to overcome in all the areas. Else you're going to die. And we'll just have to take care of you the best way we can. Now, as I said, I came pretty close. Praise God, I came back. I learned a lesson. And I'm headed on as a candidate to be alive and remain in the coming of the Lord. But I'm not going to put faith, hope, and trust in any dollar bill. Or may I say greenback? And you know why I say greenback. It won't be long until you'll understand the meaning of that prophecy, I'm sure. I'm just as positive as I can be. Now, prophets receive information from various sources. The prophecy that was given at the Port Arthur Businessman was based on all those scriptures. It has been confirmed by the fulfilling of many, but also confirmed from other sources, letters that come to this house and things like that. We recently received a letter that was received first by the trust department of a big federal bank out in West Virginia. And he sent it to me because he knew I was very interested, and everything that said in the letter was just a confirmation of what we've been teaching. But it adds a few things that I've got to warn you about, and I don't know what's going to happen. I remember 3 years ago I said, I don't know what's going to happen, only that these dates are very important, and I didn't know what it was. Now we know it's the failure of money. There is a very strong indication that very soon your government will issue new money. And the money that you presently have will have to be traded in for new money at a rate of exchange. And greenbacks, you'll never have another greenback. You won't be able to spend them against the law. Spend them. That's why I'm pleading with my friends to spend their money as fast as they can, because it will be traded at a very unpopular rate. Can you hear David? David, will you come in here, please? I want you to speak very, very loud, please. That's right. Now stand right there and yell at me.
So when David was just saying that, I thought about how it was in Vietnam. The government all of a sudden decided to do just what he was saying, and what we've done with the greenbacks, that they declared the land we had unusable, and said we would have to go to a certain place and exchange the money for new money. So it's not as far out as it could. It happened all in a day, too. I mean, no one knew what we knew before that was going to happen. And then all of a sudden, that morning, I mean, it was like it was a tremendous conspiracy. Nobody knew about it in the end. And it happened. They were told to go to a particular place. If they didn't go to that place, they didn't get any money back at all. You know.
And then when did that happen, David?
I came back January 2009. When it was 68, I guess it happened around the middle of that time. It was in June, July. That was July, I guess.
68. Yeah. Do you believe that your government knows how to do this?
Absolutely.
Why? And there's your confirmation, the proof of it's already been done in one thing. Yes.
That
happened to me twice. Come over here and tell me about it. Real loud, please.
That happened to me twice while I was in Vietnam in the year 70. Twice. It's just like David said. David Abraham said, there was no one doing it. It was just that morning, and it happened two times while I was in Vietnam. I woke up in the morning, and our money was no good. And he said, report to such and such a place to turn in your old money. So it really is a life to turn in our nightmare. And did they know how to hide it back then? Abraham said, this money, MPC, military payment, it's used as a payback.
The purpose of this is to keep inflating the money. And it's a long-involved financial lesson. I don't want to get into that. We've done a lot of study of it. Been doing an awful lot of study. And it's far too long for us to get into fine details. But there is a real, genuine purpose, and it's to naturally protect the big lenders and the government. It certainly doesn't protect little guy. Usually little guy loses every time.
Idea about taking all the money and sort of changing it
into
a credit card. I'd like to
have a little bit of that. Now, those things may be coming, and certainly they're in the works. But I'm speaking of something in, 5 billion. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about the failure of the money system at the moment. And as I say, Nixon really goofed me up by operating 3 weeks ahead of time according to my schedule. And, I was up in New Hampshire at the time with some very wealthy Christians while this was all happening, and they were going into tremendous upsetness as to where to put their money and how to save their money. Now, there are all kinds of ideas. Are things a little late for you start sending money to foreign countries and, you know, setting up things like that? And besides, unless there's anyone here who's worried about sending $5,000 a day out, in which case I'd like to talk to you. I'd like to know who you are, but if there is, and most of us are not like that. What I want to say is this. God is perfectly able to take care of you. But you need to be in prayer during the next several days. Extremely serious prayer before next Monday. Next Monday we'll be together again and we'll see what's happening. You need to be in very serious prayer, asking the Father,
to open doors and close doors for your finances. He gave them to you in the first place. Praise God for what you've been able to accumulate. You didn't do it yourself. He gave it to you. Now God can protect it or He can let it go. If it lies by the wayside and you lose half of its value, praise God and say, I didn't need it. If, on the other hand, God protects you, tells you where to invest it, shows you how to spend your money during this week, and you hear as a confirmation sometime this week from another source, another prophet, I strongly recommend that you yourself spend money all next week. The stores downtown and in the malls are crying for people to spend money. Nobody is buying anything. Salesman came to my door and he said, I haven't sold anything for three months. Everywhere I go, people say, I'm not going to spend 1 cent till I see what Nixon's doing. The reason people are afraid, and I'll tell you why. People are afraid of the same thing that happened in 1930, the Depression. Don't be a dope. This is not a depression, it's an inflation. Every rule that Grandpa or Daddy gave you, or you went through yourself during the Depression, is reversed. Did you hear me? Every rule is reversed in an inflation. I'm convinced that this is wisdom and the word of knowledge. The rules are reversed. And what you thought to do to protect yourself in a depression, you should reverse every rule in an inflation. And that's where we are at the moment. That's the reason for the new money, to protect the large investors from the continued inflation. Therefore, don't pay any attention to what your government tells you. Don't pay any attention to your newspapers. Sorry, Bill. Your newspapers will just be printing the stories that come off the wire services, and they'll be telling what the government said. Don't do it. What's good for the government is not good for you. Go to an opposite direction. Whatever they say to do, do the opposite. I mean this as serious as I can be during this next week. Now, as you hear during the next week from God in your prayers or confirmations and various sources, I strongly recommend that you act on it. And then we'll come together next Monday and find out what happened.
Be sure to send for your free catalog of Bible teaching tapes. Send your name and address with zip code to the David E. Ball Bible School,